Tonight, for a basis of our lesson, I would like for us to read from Luke chapter 18, beginning with verse 1 and continuing through verse 8. That's Luke chapter 18, beginning with verse 1. He then spoke a parable to them that men always ought to pray and not lose heart, saying, "There was a certain city, a judge, who did not fear God nor regard man. Now there was a widow in that city, and she came to him saying, 'Get justice for me from my adversary.' And he would not for a while. But afterward he said within himself, 'Though I do not fear God nor regard man, yet because this widow troubles me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me.' Then the Lord said, 'Hear what the unjust judge said. Shall God not avenge his own elect who cry out day and night to him, though he bears long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, the Son of Man comes when will he really find faith on the earth?'" That last phrase is what I want us to notice. When he comes, will he really find faith on the earth? Tonight, I want to talk about two different kinds of people. I want to talk about superficial people, and then I want to talk about people who are super faithful in their efforts to serve God. Now, first of all, I would like for us to look at the word superficial. Let's look at the definition of this word. And if you go to Mr. Webster, he will tell us that the word superficial means relating to or located near the surface. The second part of his definition is lying on but not penetrating below, or affecting only the surface. But it was the third part of his definition that caught my attention: presenting only an appearance without substance or significance. You know, when I think about this, I think about people who play at church, who play at Christianity. On the surface, they want to be seen. They want to be understood and be known as a child of God, but in reality, they're just only going through emotion. Their religion, their Christianity, is superficial. Now, we also want to define super faithful. In order to do that, we're going to have to go to the Bible. A super faithful person is one who is a student of God's Word. It'll be someone who will practice 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15, where Paul said, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." To be a super faithful Christian, you're going to have to be faithful in your attendance. Someone who will follow Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25. "Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching." Superfaithful is also recognized as someone who is faithful in their obedience to God. In other words, they will live according to Jesus' teaching in Matthew chapter 7 and verse 21. "Not everyone that says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that does the will of my Father in heaven." So there you have it. The definition of both superficial and super faithful. Now what I want each of us to do is I want each of us to just simply take a look at our lives and determine within ourselves what kind of follower of Jesus that we are. Are we a superficial follower, or are we a super faithful follower? First of all, let's take a look at the superficial followers of the Bible. The first thing I want to suggest to you is that superficial followers are like the stony ground people that Jesus speaks of in his parable of the sower. We find this in Matthew chapter 13, verses 20 and 21. But he who receives seed in stony places, this is he who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet he has no root in himself, but he endures only for a while. For when tribulation or persecution arises, because of the word, immediately he stumbles. So this is talking about somebody who is not really grounded. They're just like the definition. They're on the surface only. They're not deep-rooted with their Christianity. You know, some people think that that's really all you need is a superficial religion. All you need is to be able to scale the top of the surface and never deepen yourself in Christ. In other words, they look at it as Christianity as being something that is going to be easy. But I want you to listen to what the Apostle Peter had to say about this in 1 Peter chapter 4, beginning with verse 12. He said, "Beloved, do not think it strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened to you, but rejoice to the extent that you partake in Christ's sufferings, that when his glory is revealed, that you may also be glad with exceeding joy." Now, you know, Peter is trying to tell us that Christianity is not always an easy thing to maintain. There is some suffering involved. There is some difficulty involved in being a Christian. And you are going to have to deal with these things in life, and it's not just a superficial thing. Our Christianity must be deep-rooted. The next thing, superficial followers looks at following Christ in hopes to receive physical gains. You know, Jesus was really quick to pick up on this in John chapter 6. I want us to begin reading in verse 22 and take a look at this story as it unfolds with Jesus and some of his followers. "On the following day, when the people who were standing on the other side of the sea saw that there was no other boat there except that one which his disciples had entered, and that Jesus had not entered the boat with his disciples, but his disciples had gone away alone. However, other boats came from Tiberias near the place where they ate bread after the Lord had given thanks. When the people therefore saw that Jesus was not there, nor his disciples, they got into boats and came to Capernaum seeking Jesus. And when they found him on the other side of the sea, they said to him, 'Rabbi, when did you come here?'" And I love this next part. They're trying to be all good and act like they're all interested in Jesus, and they want to hear what he has to say and see what he has to do. "When they found him, they said, 'Rabbi, when did you come here? We've missed you. You got away from us. We have been looking for you.'" Yeah, they've been looking for him, all right. And Jesus knew why. And that's why he said in verse 26, "Most assuredly I say to you, you seek me not because you saw the signs, but because you ate the loaves and were filled. You don't want to follow me for my work. You don't want to be a part of me because of what I'm doing. You came to get your belly filled." Listen to me, friends. People who seek to get physical things from their religion, they're fake. They're superficial. And we know there are people all over who do nothing more than use religion to get an edge and to get an advantage in life. And this is what these people were doing, and Jesus caught them at it red-handed. And unfortunately, we have superficial followers today. Oh, the first thing they will tell you is, "Oh, yes, I love the Lord." But then he had that little one word following it. I love the Lord, but. Then come the excuses. Excuse after excuse after excuse as to why I cannot be a part of the work that you're doing. Why you need to find someone else to take care of this because I can't. And you know, this is nothing new. You know, Moses had excuses. When God appeared before him at the burning bush, tried to get him to go to Egypt to release the Israelite slaves, Moses began to put that excuse machine into gear. Who am I that I can go to Pharaoh? Suppose they will not believe me. Suppose they will not listen to my voice. Suppose they will say, the Lord has not appeared unto you. Lord, I'm not eloquent. Lord, I am slow of speech and I am slow of tongue. So many excuses, in fact, that God became angry with Moses in Exodus chapter 4 and verse 14. God knew what Moses was capable of. And I guess maybe in a way, Moses may have known what he was capable of. He simply didn't want to do it. At that point in time in his life, what relationship he had with God was superficial. It was not super faithful. You need to remember, my friends, that actions speak much louder than words. Empty seats speak volumes. Not getting involved says so much more than saying, I love Jesus. A superficial Christian cannot fool everyone. Oh, they may fool his neighbors, his friends, maybe some of the church members, maybe even some of the leadership. But one thing is for certain, they cannot fool God. And we need to remember the words of the Apostle Paul in Galatians 6 and verse 7. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. So now that we have a little bit of understanding about the superficial Christian and about the super faithful Christian, what can we learn from all of this? We need to understand that when it comes to our Christianity, it is all or nothing. When Jesus says, seek first the kingdom of heaven, he didn't mean seek it after something you like better. Seek it second, seek it third, seek it fourth. It has to be first. Your Christianity must be all or nothing. God will not accept a half-hearted follower. I mean, look what it did to the church at Laodicea, Revelation chapter 3. Verse 15, Jesus said to them through the vision of John, I know your works. You are neither hot nor cold. I could wish that you were cold or hot, so then because you were lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will vomit you out of my mouth. In other words, he is not going to have any part of you because you won't give him your very best. So we need to understand that. We look at our Christianity. We need to determine whether or not it's superficial or super faithful. And that's what I'm asking you in closing this lesson tonight. Is your Christianity superficial or is it super faithful? You know, the difference between the two, of course, is the eternal consequence of this. So today, my friends, if you're not a Christian, you need to give your life to the Lord and become a super faithful Christian. You know, another thought comes to my mind on the day that you became a child of God. Has your Christianity grown from what was then a newborn babe? Maybe it was mediocre. Maybe in your mind you had a great faith, but over the years your faith should have grown. Your Christianity should have grown. Has it become a super faithful Christianity? Or has it actually digressed and you've lost that excitement of being a Christian? And now it's only mediocre. and you're giving God only a superficial life. There's something in your Christian life that is superficial. You need to change that and come back to God in a wholehearted way with a super faith. Tonight, if you see that you need to respond to the invitation of Jesus, please come while we stand and sing.